Welcome back to a new version of Finishing Strong with Erica Strong podcast. I wanted to talk today about comparison. And I wanted to share an insert from my book, Finishing Strong. Let me let you see it so you'll see where I'm reading from. Finishing Strong, How to Think, Speak, and Live Strong Every Day. The reason why I wanted to talk about comparison today is because we always find ourselves looking outside of ourselves for the answers or the reasons why something is happening, something isn't happening. Like, we try to give ourselves this cushion of comparison that ultimately is our demise. It's ultimately something that makes us feel less than, make us question ourselves. So let me share this with you really quickly. In this book, it's No Comparison. And this is truly what I felt when I was writing this and when I was sharing it. And the title is No Comparison. Through my life, I have found times when I can truly say I was not accepting of myself. I compared every aspect of my life to something or someone. When I was 20, I could not wait to be 30, thinking that by then I would have matured enough to accept myself and not be concerned with the opinions of others, or worse, my own critical judgment of myself and my life. I was wrong. My age did not change my perspective of myself or my life, because by then, life circumstances continued to happen. I now had more things to discount, disregard, and reject. I would find myself thinking I didn't expect to be here. I thought I would be there by now. There must be a deficiency in me. Was I alone in these thoughts? I had to change my perspective and grow in my faith and acceptance of myself. Acceptance of who we are simply means accepting the true self we were created to be. Once we begin to pull back the layers of ourselves, layers we created, like being guarded, unforgiving, distrustful, angry, hurt, disappointed, resentful, depressed, unloving, we will find a clear vision of ourselves. Disassociate your true self with your past failures, mistakes, or regrets. This is not who you are. This is not who you are. You are a limitless possibility. You can be whomever you decide to be after you have learned to simply accept you. Now go be who you are. And I thought this was a fitting conversation to have because, as a lot of you guys know, I am a business and life coach. And in coaching in business and in life, mainly business, life is going to come up. And a lot of decisions, pretty much all the decisions that we make and all of the actions that we take is rooted and fueled by what we have in the hidden parts of ourselves, what we have in the spaces that nobody knows and nobody sees, what we feel about ourselves. Like, when you're going into a networking event, if you feel confident in yourself and you feel smart and you feel alert and you feel, you know, on point, you're going to aggressively go in there and you're going to take the room and you're going to wow people and you are just going to knock it out the park. But what if you were having a bad day and everybody that you were trying to do business with, you told you no, and your child was acting up in school, or you and your husband got into a big argument, or just life is happening in the middle of business. And then you walk inside of this networking event and you bust. You don't feel it. You can't talk to anybody. You feel insecure. You don't feel like you measure up. You feel like your life is just a mess. How could you be in this environment, you know, speaking with so much confidence? Life happens. And so I try to help people to balance that work and life drama that happens behind the scenes in our thoughts, that happens in our comparison to, you know, this person seems to be getting ahead of me so much further. This person seems to have so much confidence. This person seems to have, you know how that cycle goes. And let's not talk about the whole social media era when we are scrolling on our phones and we're just looking at, oh man, her life is great. Oh man, his life is awesome. Oh man, his body is great. Her body is great. Her children are perfect. They're going to college. They're getting a job. They're buying a car. They're on vacation. We do this a lot. We scroll and we compare and we scroll and compare. So we have so many things screaming at us to measure ourselves by. But it takes great discipline to pull it back. Be okay with who you are. Being authentically you. I learned that when you show up in this world authentically who you are, the world, the universe, God and his blessings and everything is going to rush to accommodate you. It's going to rush to make sure that you are well because you show up authentic. I can't be like anybody else. And it's okay. I don't want to be like anybody else. My story, my journey, my path isn't going to be excelled to somebody else's speed. And it's not going to be delayed by anybody else's delay. It's only the acceleration and the delay centers inside of me. I can't ever say that it's the economy, that it's somebody else. It's always going to be inside of you. When you determine that there is no comparison, you are the only person that can show up and be you authentically. You are the only person that can show up and bust those sales calls out of water, bust those sales presentations out the water, because you're showing up and being you. You're the only one that can show up and mother your children and father your children and love on your family and be the friend and be the person that you, nobody can show up and be you. So where's the comparison? When authenticity is your goal, the sky is the limit. When you lead your life with authenticity, the world opens up to you. People are a lot more loving towards somebody that shows all of their scars, all of their, not to say that you have to walk around like, here's my pain, this is what I did, this is what happened to me. No, if I show up and I honestly just don't know something, it's okay to say, you know, I don't know that. And people will rush to be your teacher. People will rush to assist you. But if I show up like the know-it-all, like I know it all, and you don't have to tell me anything, knowing that I don't know it all, knowing that I could bomb at any minute, knowing that anybody will be able to see through me at any minute, and then the criticism happens. The criticism, honestly, and I say this all the time, people don't generally, unless they are just habitually nosy, they don't genuinely criticize someone or critique them until the person gives them a reason to critique them. This is what I mean. If I show up pretending that I know it all and then I bomb, then everybody's looking at, I thought she said she knew it. What happened? Why didn't she just tell somebody that she needed help? And then the picking through what I know and what I don't know starts to happen. But if I show up and say, you know, I really don't know that. There's no criticism. There's no judgment. It's only help. And that, to me, goes across the board in your life. Every aspect of your life. Don't show up like Superman. I got it all. I can do it. Show up authentic. Because when you're authentically you, you know what it is you know. You know what you don't know. You know what you need help. You know what you don't need help. And you don't have to pretend. No comparison. So I just wanted to share that with you really quickly. I wanted you guys to be in this conversation because I know that I am not by myself. I know that as I went through my 20s and my 30s and now my 40s, I had to reconcile with the age isn't going to change my confidence in myself. The age isn't going to change how I see myself or how I want others to see me. The only time that's going to change is when I decided. So I can decide. I could have decided it at 20. I could have decided it in my 30s, and I'm deciding it in my 40s. So I will not be going into my 50s still comparing myself, still downing myself, still, you know, having that low sense of self-esteem because I'm looking at other people's lives and comparing their lives to mine. Okay. So of course, we never end our time together without an affirmation. And like in this book, this is what I do. So I'll talk a little bit about, you know, where the thought came from and why the affirmation goes with that. So this was no comparison that I read to you guys. And now I'm about to read the affirmation. And so after this, in this book, you'll see you have your time to really just kind of write what you believe about yourself. I accept that I am. And I started off for you and you just kind of write it yourself. So this book is such a good guide to pull you through. It literally covers every emotion. It covers finances, it covers business, it covers family, it covers relationships, it covers personal development that you can go through. And at the end of each insert, you have your own space to create your own life, create your own words. So repeat after me. I accept that I am exceptional. I accept that I have the ability to constantly recreate my life. I know no circumstance is permanent, and my ability to overcome, bounce back, and live are completely within me. I accept my true self. The part of myself that is powerful and creative. I accept who I am. I am love. Now believe it and know it. Thank you for joining me for this quick insert for our podcast. But that was just something I felt like just needed to be said. Because if we hide that, everybody's walking around pretending. But I don't mind being the first one in the room to stand up and say, hey, I don't know everything. Hey, I was the person comparing myself. Hey, I wasn't nice to myself in accepting of myself, but I learned how to fix it. And in learning how to fix it, I can teach you how to fix it. If what I said resonated to you and you want to talk about this a little bit more, please do share this this podcast. Please do give me your comments back. But if you want a deeper conversation and you want to see where I can help you in life or in business, because that's what I do, that combination of life coaching and business, please just go ahead and send me an email, erica@ericastrong.com, or just go to ericastrong.com. And I have a space where you can send me your information and I'll get in touch with you and we'll start building that life back. We'll start building that life stronger. We'll stop comparing ourselves. Okay. Well, I love you and we will always finish strong together.